This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. You know, I got to tell you, I'm starting out this particular segment of the show, possibly the first two segments, with a very interesting woman. She is an attorney. Her name is Kimberly Whaley. She's got a lot of experience in both the private sector and certainly also in the public sector. Her real forte for opinionating or opining, I guess I should say, I think is in the area of something that I'm incredibly interested in, and that is the constitutionality of the aspects that our government is taking. How about just an introductory statement on how you feel about that, Ms. Whaley?
About our current government, I think that there are some severely concerning events that are going on that threaten the integrity of our constitutional system in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us some
examples?
That's
where I feel. I think, well, the most recent one, which is the one I think that you and I connected around, has to do with what's happening at the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau in terms of, you know, jousting over who should be the head of that particular agency. I think some of the sort of norms relating to how presidents have generally occupied the office, you know, and disclosing information, including like tax returns, things like that, so that the public can see what's going on. That's concerning. I think, you know, the emoluments clause that's never been used before, that the fact that that's still kind of being unaddressed. Again, not politically speaking, but I've been teaching for 10 years constitutional-related courses, and a lot of these separation of powers issues would always come up as hypotheticals to our students. Mm-hmm. I mean, we sort of scratch our heads and think, what can we, how can we concoct some absurd scenario and ask ourselves, you know, ask the students to think about it. And now a lot of these scenarios that used to be considered absurd are now actually coming to light in how our government is functioning right now. So, I think it's extremely important that every American become constitutionally literate and understand that the Constitution is not what we call self-executing. It's a document. It's almost like a contract. So if you think about, if you have a contract to renovate your kitchen and the contractor just bails halfway through the renovation and leaves you having to find someone else at three times the price because it's high season to do renovations, you know, the contract is not worth anything unless you're willing to go to court and sue that contractor and get a judgment from the court to turn around and say, listen, you better pay. And if the person says, I'm not going to pay, then you literally have to go to the sheriff and have the sheriff come and knock on their door and get money from them. That's literally how it functions. And
that's
the
right.
Constitution is no different. It's just a piece of paper. So if we kind of let this slip by and that slip by and this slip by and that slip by, eventually none of those guarantees function anymore. We don't have them anymore. And another piece that I think is not just even politically oriented, but it concerns me, is the influence of technology. And today in the Supreme Court, they're hearing, I think, a very important case relating to the Fourth Amendment and technology, because this is another way in which our constitutional protections are slowly withering away. And that is now with online data everywhere, government has access to stuff that's public, essentially. It's not protected by the Constitution, and they can find out stuff about us that 10, 20 years ago they could only do with a warrant. So that's the second piece. The third piece, and this is what my book is about that concerns me, is we all talk about big government, right? You know, we want smaller government. Government has too much power. You know, government shouldn't touch my guns. Government shouldn't touch my body. I mean, on various political sides of the aisle, we're concerned, and that's a legitimate concern. But as a practical matter, private companies are now having a tremendous influence on how government actually is executed. So both in terms of hiring contractors to do stuff on the battlefield side by side with soldiers, to, you know, how we protect our nuclear arsenal, to making laws, a lot of this is now being done by private companies, and guess what? There's no constitutional protection. They're outside the Constitution. So if you actually look at historically the numbers, the government, federal government hasn't grown in 25 years, but the number of private sector contractors has exploded. But when politicians talk about big government, they leave that little curiosity out. And what bothers me is that, all of that is not transparent. That stuff is not even accessible. What they're doing is not even accessible under the Freedom of Information Act because they're not government. Yeah. So the Department of Defense can hire someone to do a Department of Defense job, and that just goes in the black hole. So there's a lot of stuff. I just think, regardless of party, again, there's this awareness of, listen, we're a young democracy. We're, you know, 250 years old, something like that. There's no guarantee we'll be around for our it'll be around for our grandchildren and great grandchildren in its current form, unless people understand the structure. It's like what holds up a bridge, right? That starts getting chipped away, and eventually the bridge will fall. And that's my concern.
Well, eventually the bridge will fall. There's no question about that. And that makes me very sad. You know, I'm reading a book by a fellow who was on the show just a couple of weeks ago. His name is Mark Bitz. Mark takes apart the government in the sense that from a standpoint of constructive criticism. And it is amazing, starting with our current president, going through Obama, going through Bush. It is amazing how many unconstitutional acts that he claims occurred, you know, during the administration of these folks. Probably the most important one that he brought out that really comes to mind, first of all, is under the Bush administration, I don't want to say freedom of information, but, you know, the ability to disrespect the concept of personal privacy. And I got to tell you, Kimberly, to me, that is absolutely terrifying. I know we can rationalize that by saying safety of the country, et cetera, et cetera. I know we can rationalize that by saying we're living in a new paradigm. But I've got to tell you, the Constitution is what this country was built on. I've had conversations with some real experts. You obviously are one of them, about the Constitution of the United States. It is basically being overthrown right now. And I have to tell you, Ms. Whaley, that is absolutely, in my opinion, one of the saddest things that's going on in our country right now. And there are a lot of things, as our listeners are aware, that I'm pretty unhappy about.
Well, I'm glad you bring up privacy. And again, we mentioned this earlier in this case today in the Supreme Court, which is really, really important. So the Fourth Amendment is really the bulwark of privacy. The word privacy itself, believe it or not, it does not appear anywhere in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. It is something that has been, you know, people talk about strict reading of the Constitution. Privacy itself is not a strict reading. It's kind of a value system that's reflected in various parts of the Constitution, especially the Fourth Amendment. So the idea is government, if they're going to come to your house, bang down your door, and rifle through your stuff, they better have a reason, and a judge better have given them a warrant, right? So you got some protections. Well, the court has traditionally looked at that as property right, a property right. Like, so your home, it's brick and mortar, it's your private space. Now with the internet, right, that shows up on a cloud somewhere. It's in some third party server. And the case law for years has said, well, if you're going to turn something over to a third party or make it public, you don't get that Fourth Amendment protection anymore. You've essentially waived it. Mm-hmm. And so there's a real mismatch between how the Supreme Court's interpreted the Fourth Amendment historically and the real idea of privacy, because as you mentioned, now all the, you know, there are these private companies that just collect data and sell it to anybody who wants it, including the government. And then the government does a search, and then all of a sudden they know who you're talking to, where you're going, what you're reading, what your politics are, what your medical history. That's all extra constitutional. That's all constitutional under the Fourth Amendment. So this is a segue, if you'll humor me here, into this notion of strict constructionism versus, you know, more liberal, progressive judges that have a living constitution. I mean, the Fourth Amendment, a strict constructionist, Justice Scalia included, would say, listen, our data on the internet is not covered by the Constitution.
And
others
very,
would say, well,
I'd like to continue this discussion.
The
I know. Can we have to take a, we've got to take a real quick commercial break here, just about 30 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back with Kimberly Whaley. Stick around.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Chatting again with Kimberly Whaley, a real constitutional expert, a really interesting woman. She's an attorney. She's outspoken. She's had a lot of experience in what we talk about on KER Politics. Kim, I'd like to ask you one question. I want you to continue your discussion, if you would, about the invasion of personal privacy in the United States. I have to tell you, I was terrified when I found out that some of the Samsung TVs can actually spy on what you're doing within the radius of their camera. cameras. That concerns me a lot.
Yeah, and I'm not an expert in that kind of technology, but I, you know, you mentioned earlier when we were speaking prior to being on the air that some people that you've spoken to who are experts in this area will confirm that it's a scary situation. And
sure.
So how do you address it? So how do you address it? There's a couple options. One is Congress, right? One is we get laws from Congress that is going to come out and say, listen, people's privacy need to be protected. Let's do X, Y, Z. And Europe is working on this. In the U.S., there are privacy protections for our personal medical history and our personal physical data, but not when it comes to moving around in either in our home and, you know, or in the street in a way that technology picks up. That hasn't been addressed. So if Congress, and we know Congress isn't very functional for lots of reasons right now, if Congress can't do it, then the courts have to do it. And the courts only can work with the law as it exists. And what's the law? It's either statutory, and we don't have any broad statutory privacy protections right now. The FTC does some stuff, but it's nothing that's even remotely comprehensive and addressing the issues you raise. Or the courts have to do it through the Constitution. As I mentioned, the Constitution so far, it was addressed in a non-technological era. And my personal view is, listen, technology is almost like, it's like a stallion out of a barn. It's gone just zoom out of the barn so fast that lawyers, judges, legislators aren't even aware of what's happening, let alone catching up with what we need to do to make sure we're protected. I mean, I've heard scholars, I've done a lot of reading on it, say, well, you could always go in the woods off the grid and have no digital footprint, but A, that's not realistic for most of us. And B, even going off the grid in a more modest way isn't really realistic when I've heard, you know, countries like Sweden are considering getting rid of physical currency altogether, and you're going to have to use a credit card to go to the country. So once that happens, literally every time you purchase something, someone's going to have a record of where you are, like literally blow by blow where you're going. And that's as a global community, technology is just going so fast. And I just think it's like whiplash. We need to be vigilant about not getting caught up so much in politics, but in keeping our eye on the bigger picture of how our democracy keeps all of us safe from a bullying government in the long run.
A good example of that is the way the IRS was utilized, allegedly, and I think it's factual right now, during the Obama administration against some of the conservative groups. I mean, that to me is pretty damn scary. I want to just ask you two more questions because we're going to wrap this up in respect for your time. The first thing I'd like you to do, if you would, is tell us about your book.
Thanks for asking. So my book is about, it's called Outsourcing the Constitution, and it's about what we've been talking about. First, it outlines really basic common sense language and basic common sense language, how we should think about our constitutional rights. Not so much listing them, but, you know, how does it actually work, right? The idea that the Constitution isn't a cop on the end of your driveway that's always there to protect you. And it talks about how government is now not really government anymore, that you can't put a clean line around it, and the private and the public sectors are blurred in so many different ways that it tries to just shine light on this and start the conversation around this. And then the last part will come up with some judicial solutions around it, not legislative, but okay, how can we read the Constitution in a way that starts to be a little more current and up to date? And I should say one of the primary concerns I have across government is transparency. So I actually don't know a whole lot about the IRS situation with the Obamas, but I'm just the extent to which this stuff comes to light, that is absolutely foundational to democracy. And I think having access to the information is so crucial for people to be able to make sure that their rights are protected. And when it's in the coffers of some private company's computer files, we're out of luck.
IT has really a double-edged sword in the sense that it's great for me, you know, doing radio. I can look up any subject anytime, 24 hours a day that I want to. And I can get opinions on that. I can also get factual material on what I want to talk about. But it's a double-edged sword because you have to fact-check every single thing that you get, because there is one thing I'll give to Trump. There is an awful lot of fake news out there. And a lot of the fake news comes under the guise of credible sites, et cetera, et cetera. And then you do some background on the sites, as I do, and it turns out, you know, they're about as credible, you know, as a 16-year-old kid who's got a 15-year-old girlfriend. They're not very credible at all, having said that. It's really interesting. Now, let me I said that would be my last comment, but I have one other quick one, and that is, how do you feel, Kimberly, about the concept of the Constitution being a living, evolving entity?
Well, you know, I think that that's kind of a tagline is thrown around that I think blurs the reality of constitutional interpretation. I mean, it's an old document. It's 1789, right? And it's not that long. Supreme Court decisions are split, or a lot of them are split, meaning there's two ways of reading constitutional language. So by definition, there's going to be ambiguity, and that's what lawyers do. We find gray area and we figure out how to resolve it. My view is there's always ambiguity. We should always start with the plain language of the Constitution, but given, like we just talked about, you know, there's nothing in there that the framers certainly didn't anticipate, you know, algorithmic searches of internet data, and that's not a traditional physical search. So then the question is, what do you look to instead? You could look to dictionary definitions. My view is if you don't find it there, you have to think about our values underlying the Constitution itself, including things like transparency, accountability, liberty, and construe it in a way that has that long-term view. So it's like any document. The Bible's that way too. It's very old. People interpret it, and the Constitution is similar. And so we to have the conversation that it's liberals have a living Constitution, conservatives have, you know, look at the plain language. I think that that's fake news, as far as I'm concerned. It's not that clear cut. Having read this information for so, you know, read these the research on this and the thinking about this. And on the fake news, I'm glad you raised that because for two reasons. One is, you know, I agree that technology has made it close to impossible for even highly educated people or people who are like you know, some of us and our listeners who are, you know, very educated in terms of keeping up to speed with what's going on to really be able to tell with a complete avalanche of information what is real and what is not, what's accurate and well researched and what is not. But that's different from, I think, the other thing that's happening these days, which is challenging everything. I mean, as a lawyer, there are facts. There are things that are real and accurate and that we can take to the bank, and we can disagree about what to do about it. But I think it's very dangerous to just challenge the notion of truth and reality.
Yep.
That gets to the point where then one person or one group of people get to dictate the truth. And that's when that's very scary to me. Then that takes away our autonomy and our ability to say, oh, no, the sky's blue. The sky is definitely blue.
Kimberly, I completely agree. We've got to take another commercial break. Your schedule is calling. Thank you so much for your time. We're going to get you back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Continuing on with KER Politics, talking with my buddy right now, John Huber. Doctor, we're going to talk with Dr. Huber about an issue that is really facing society today. It's a very important issue, and that issue is the degree of fright, the degree of nervousness that's going on right now in the country because of what is happening within our society, actually within the international society. You know, you've got Kim Jong-un on the one part, you've got Pelosi and Schumer refusing to meet with the president. I mean, it just gets worse and worse and worse, and that's causing a heck of a lot of frustration on the parts of people like me and you. John, what's going on? How can we deal with this?
Well, there's a whole lot of things I think are going on. One of them is this sense somehow that we have to give up our safety to somebody else and our you know, sense of well-being to somebody else. And the fact is, part of our rights, you know, our Second Amendment rights and our First Amendment rights are there so we can go up and we can affect change. You know, First Amendment rights only work when there's discourse, when you can actually communicate back and forth. So that means sometimes I might tell you something, Al, that you don't like. I don't need, and what we've done is we've created this, political correctness police squad out there that says, oh, no, you can't do that because you're doing that. You're bullying Al now, so you can't say that anymore. Well, what that means is you and I can't work things out and come to some happy medium ground where we both understand each other and on the same page. So that kind of sets this discourse at a disadvantage for us. It pushes it away from what we really probably need to be talking about. And then the sense or the idea that the government's going to protect me at all costs. I mean, ask anybody who's ever been held up or robbed, you know, it's a 90 to 360 second event, and the police are 15 minutes away. There's no defense there. And, you know, you ask a police officer, you go to the police academy training, they'll tell you the gun is for them to protect themselves. You're secondary. So,
but you know, but you do have a certain amount, John, you do have a certain amount of anxiety on the part of the American people right now. Now, you and I have discussed the huge amount of anger out there right now,
yeah.
Anger towards other people. Okay. You know, I had my car serviced today as an example, and the gentleman who works on my cars and basically owns a shop that we've been dealing with for, what, the last 10 years happens to be Lebanese. And he said, Al, you have no idea. He's a Christian Lebanese guy, but he said, Al, you have no idea how much hassle I get. And he said, you know, and that's a direct result of mistaken anger and misdirected anger, in my opinion. It's hard for a lot of people to control anxiety, you know, and they see Schumer and Pelosi refusing to meet with the president, and they think, oh, my God, our country is now in a state of revolution. Let's talk about those feelings.
Okay. Well, again, it goes back to that communication. What are they doing? They're refusing to go into the arena we built to discuss politics with the president. They're choosing not to. Why would somebody do that? I think they're trying to make a statement, and they're trying to convince everybody that in their mind at least, our president is somehow defective or dangerous or threatening, when in fact, I think he's trying to give us back that sense of control that we don't have, and we haven't had for at least 8 years, if not maybe 10 or 12 years, over time. And that's very important, that sense of control. We talk about North Korea. You know, and they shot that ICBM off. It went 600 miles into the Japanese Sea. You know, that's a scary thing for us because we can't control any of that. But the reality of it is Russia's got, what, 400 of them pointed at us right now, and we're not sweating over that.
Right.
You know, and they actually, we know theirs will work. You know, there's no doubt about that. It's perspective.
Go ahead.
It's perspective, definitely.
What I'm kind of concerned about right now, not concerned, but I can relate exactly to what you're saying, and I know what you're saying, and that is, it's kind of like the fear of flying. People are afraid, and I went through this. I had to get help to get through this because I had to fly a lot, okay?
Okay.
And I went through this with a clinical psychologist, and he said, you know, the problem is lack of control. And I think that's what the anxiety is in our country right now.
And I think when our leaders, talking in this case about Pelosi, when they refuse to interact, it's like, you know, they're supposed to be our representatives, and they're refusing to go in there and talk to our president. So they are taking away what little control we do have, as if we really did have control over them.
You know, that's a really good point. Now let's switch this around to make it perhaps a little bit simpler for me and for some of our listeners. And that is, when somebody has a significant amount of anxiety because of a lack of control issue, how do you help them, John?
Well, one of the things we try to do is teach them to take control over, because what's really happening is your autonomic nervous system. This is the mechanism in your body that triggers what we all are called the fight or flight mechanism. And when we have anxiety, our body is basically moving into that fight or flight mode, and there's no bear in your hiking path in front of you that makes you go,
right,
oh my God, I'm going to have to run. And
right.
That's what we call anxiety. Respiration increases, heart rate increases, blood starts flowing to your extremities. It causes your body to heat up, and you start to sweat, you get clammy hands. That is a fight or flight response, and that's to prepare your body for an attack or to run from an attack. And when there's no real stimulus to cause that, we call it anxiety. And what we do is we call up our doctor, and he gives us a nice little pill called Xanax or Ativan, and it chemically brings that down and sets that back to a more relaxed state. As a psychologist, I say, you know, we can teach ourselves to control that, because the autonomic nervous system is made up of two parts, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic triggers all these physical responses. The parasympathetic brings it back down to a level keel. So what I try to do then is I, through deep breathing techniques, through meditation, even sometimes through hypnosis, teach relaxation techniques to allow that parasympathetic mechanism to work. You talked about being, you know, on a plane and having that fear, that phobia, whether it's a plane. I had a client several years ago who was afraid of koala bears. We're in Texas. Why do you need to fear a koala bear? Well, there is an animal park here in Texas that has an eating area that has these eucalyptus trees, and they let the koala bears just walk around and play there, and you could reach up and touch one of them, and her grandkids wanted to go. So we went through and I taught her cognitive desensitization, and we created a hierarchy of threats, and each one of them created a higher and higher level of anxiety. And after we did that, I stepped back and we worked on different types of relaxation techniques that worked for her. When we found one that worked really well, we started with the very lowest stimuli. And when she started feeling her heart racing, we did the relaxation technique. And when that went away, we went to the next one.
Okay, gotcha on that. Now, so in other words, I also did self-hypnosis was what really cured me of flying, and now I love to fly. But having said that, so there are, if somebody is so upset about the fact that, you know, Ms. Pelosi and what's his name, Chuck Schumer, are basically winning the world, and if they're afraid that Kim Jong-un is going to, you know, send a nuke to blow up their house in particular, or what have you, there are ways to solve that particular anxiety. And what I would recommend you do, ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in something like that, send me an email. I'll put you in touch with Dr. John Huber. He knows what it's all about. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our Foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our Allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Hey, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. I am chatting with actually one of my favorite authors right now. I introduced him to you folks a couple of weeks ago. His name is Mark W. Bitz. Mark has written a book entitled Toward Truth, Freedom, Fitness, and Decency. I believe I put a hot link by Mark's picture, at least on the on our website, to this book. Hot link being it would take you directly to where you could purchase the book at Amazon. I don't do that very often with many of the books that whose authors I speak with. I'm doing it in this one because I got to tell you, it is an absolutely incredible book, and it's very definitely showing a major shift in conservative thinking, and I would have to say common sense thinking in the United States right now. Mark, I want to talk a little bit about the beginning of your book where you talk about losing our way, and that's, I believe, in a chapter. You talk about what Teddy Roosevelt did wrong, Woodrow Wilson did wrong, all the way up to
Barack Obama.
Yeah. Now, I notice that you left George H.W. Bush out of this. W obviously was in there, but George H.W., I don't see him in there, which I think some of our listeners may disagree with. And the jury is still out as far as I'm concerned. I'm not sure that I really would disagree with that. But let's talk for the next 9-10 minutes or so about how America is losing its way and how it really is pretty much non-dependent on the administrative branches per political party.
Well, back in 1913, the 17th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution changed the way we elected U.S. senators. Mm-hmm. And that was a fundamental decouple from the Constitution.
Yep.
And extremely important. We prior to that, the state legislatures selected the two U.S. senators from every state. And after that, it was done by popular vote. And people think, well, more democracy is better. Really not so. The founders understood that the states were the only ones that had the self-interest to keep the powers the states had and check the growth of the federal government. And the Constitution was very clear that the federal government was only supposed to have a few delineated power and the states were to have the remaining powers. When that check was taken off, our government has grown and grown and grown. I can show you a graph of federal spending as a percent of GNP. and it was flatlined at around 5% for the first 150 years of our history. And since, the line takes off exponentially and has grown to over 21%. If you add to it the local and federal government, government now takes over a third of the economy, about 35%. And it's just changed everything. Now everybody wants to manipulate it to benefit themselves.
Well, you talk about that, obviously. I'm looking at the page right here. Here's a direct quote from page 25 where you say, crony capitalism is a form of special interest government where business leaders and government officials help one another in ways that hurt taxpayers and consumers. Amen, amen. Then you talk about things like less integrity, responsibility, and civility in society. That's really occurring big time right now, Mark.
Yes, and the cause of that is a little not obvious to a lot of people. One of the things that's happened is that if you go back to the 1960s, 60% of our population regularly attended some form of church services.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No matter what your denomination is. That's less than 20% today. Now, people can learn to be honest and responsible and civil in other places than their faith communities, but certainly that weekly reminder on 40% more of the population, I think, played a big role in what has happened to our culture today.
Well, I mean, you get right into that in your section on less faith, community relevance, et cetera, et cetera. And we did an editorial yesterday, Friday, by the way, with Doc Postma, who's a regular contributor to our show, and Pastor Lyle Schrag. Very, very interesting what both Doc and Pastor Lyle had to say. You know, when you kind of you get away from the governmental aspect of it, of what's going on in our society, and you get to the societal things that are dragging our nation down, you talk quite a bit about offshoring, and you talk quite a bit about entitlement programs. You want to elaborate on those things for me?
Okay, well, let's take offshoring first.
Yeah.
So starting in the 60s, companies found it advantageous to move their operations to Japan, Hong Kong, Singapore, South Korea, Taiwan, and then later, about 20 years later, to China, India, Indonesia, and Vietnam. And rather than looking introspectively for the causes of the exodus, our leaders just blame cheap foreign labor. Well, while the low-cost labor of Asia has been a factor, there's numerous other causes of offshoring, such as high U.S. corporate tax rates, way some of the highest in the world,
mm-hmm.
onerous government regulations, high levels of litigation, costly and uncooperative unions, and unaffordable health insurance. Had our leaders looked introspectively and not implemented as many foolish policies, we would have had far less offshoring, and our economy would be much bigger and more robust today.
No question about that. You know, what I find to be also interesting, I mean, every single thing you bring up is really worthy of reminding our listeners about, you know, the rapidly growing standards of living in the 40s and 50s, and this is a direct quote out of your book, and the cradle-to-grave social safety net of the 60s caused people to loosen up. People have loosened up to the point where consumerism and debt is not only killing society, it's killing our government, Mark.
Absolutely. Another statistic I found really numbing when I worked it out. In 1964, we had $17,600 of debt per employed person. That's private, corporate, and government. In 2014, that number has grown to $435,000 of debt per employed person. Think about that. That is a huge load to carry, and that is what has caused our economy to slow down so much. The last 30 years, we lived today at the expense of tomorrow. And to put that in another perspective, so median family income for Americans over the last 27 years, once you adjust for inflation, has not increased.
No.
For 27 years, living standards in the U.S. have not increased. And they have for a few, but on average, they have not. And that's a horrible situation, especially as our public sector continues to grow and tax and take more money from us.
And the last point that you bring up is something that everybody is aware of. We've got about 1 minute left here. I'd like you to comment on that, and it's called distorted news.
Okay, well, one of the things that happened, usually more competition is better, but with the advent of the Internet and cable channels, the four national networks where people got most of their news got splintered. And the one or two papers in their communities, all of a sudden there were many other sources. And what happened with all this splintering is it became in the interest of the news purveyors to no longer do news that was representative of the whole population, but to niche market their news and appeal to people's biases and emotions. So now we've got a situation where most everybody gets their news either from the left side of the news media or the right side of the news media, and they no longer get balanced and competing points of view.
Boy, and that is one of the downfalls of America today. Ladies and gentlemen, a big, strong recommendation for Mark's book, Toward Truth, Freedom, Fitness, and Decency. It makes all the sense in the world. I will attempt to put up a hot link so that you can go directly to Amazon, which has this book on sale. I cannot recommend it more. I have finished the book now. It's a fairly quick read. It really tells it like it is. Mark, always a pleasure. Thanks.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.